So what happens is, like when you have like a severe phobia, you go crazy. Like you dissociate.
Yeah.
And I was starting to dissociate and get like, yay, yay, yay.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office, and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the new dig.
You don't want to smell it.
We're here live, sort of, recorded from Austin. It's another episode of Your Mom's House. I'm Tom Segura. She's Christina P.
Christine P.
Christine P. This is really proud. We waited a long time to debut this, and here we are.
This is it. Kind of back to our roots.
Looks good.
Looks real good. And, you know, a lot of people, I was looking at the comments from the old studio back in Los Angeles, and people were like, Christina, looks like you've had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And I can assure you, with these lights, you can see I need it, and that I have, in fact, not had.
I also saw a lot of people have said, you know, you need to humble yourself. You know?
Who, me?
No, just like us in general. Oh. Like, they're like, you know, oh, you got a million subscribers.
Yeah.
And you got a big podcast and you got all this equipment and you got a fucking beautiful studio. Like, yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You know? And I took that to heart.
Same, which is why we prefer to broadcast out of Eddie's house.
Or, as we call it, Guantanamo Bay. Pretty cool.
We spent a lot of money on this design and on that poster. It took a long time to dub. Had to color that by hand.
You will be happy to know, though, if you're like, I don't know if I could get used to this. we actually have the studios. We're past the permit process.
Oh, wow.
We're under construction.
That's amazing.
It only took 7 or 8 months. And when I heard that they're actually building the studio, I saw pictures.
I turned it to a telescope.
I got excited. I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. I mean, I am going to miss this lighting. This is the meat section of the grocery store lighting.
Yeah. And they take some of the best photographs there.
Imagine a pig with tits.
Yeah.
That's why I do all my headshots is the meat department.
I've had headshots that look like that.
So a lot of them, actually. Yeah, yeah. Most of them up until a few years ago.
But here we are. We're in Gitmo, and we're going to do our show here for a minute. And you'll still get the same
cool stuff, sick stuff, neat stuff
that you're used to.
Absolutely. And you know what? This brings us back to our roots.
Yeah.
I feel like our genes are higher and tighter than ever. This is back to you and me, Gene.
Yeah.
The original. This is it.
Yeah,
that's where it spits.
You're just it.
Yeah, that's
you're just it.
It. You're
just us, man.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into. I mean, before we even open the show, I should probably address that I've been wearing one glove.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people are like, you know, I ran into somebody yesterday, and they go like, I heard you moved to Austin. What's up with the glove? And I go, it's part of my identity now.
Yeah. Well, Nick Cannon wore a turban.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett dresses like she's in Islam too. So this is your version of that is what.
Well, this is also, I think it helps people, like, because this is smaller than LA.
Yeah.
It helps people go like, is that Tom? Like, oh, that guy's got one glove on. So they can kind of identify me.
That's Tom.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have one glove on.
I like that too. Plus, that's your waving hand.
Yeah.
So when you give a wave to the fans,
yep,
they really see it.
I don't think it's just one. I have a whole lot of these.
Yeah.
Like, I got, these are receiver gloves. I have yard, like gardening
oh,
gloves,
good,
driving gloves, winter gloves.
You're going to need those.
Yeah, I have all different types. And I take the left one and I just throw it in the trash. But yeah. I kept the right glove.
Why would you throw the other one in the trash?
Because I want to be just the one glove guy.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that you're anorexic. Mm-hmm. And you have use of both your hands.
True.
So what will you do on days when you're leaning into the other hand? You're just going to let that hand be naked, even, you know?
It's a really good question. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I feel like we got to cross that bridge when we come to it. You know? Okay. I do also find that they have gloves that you can still, like, touch equipment with, you know?
Yes.
Like, and this isn't one of them. So I'm going to have to take it off today. But I don't want people to think that I'm taking it off all day. It's just during this.
I got you. So the clear message is you're the glove comic.
Yeah.
Just at times when you need that hand for the keyboard,
yeah,
you're not.
This is, well, and then when I get that, I ordered one already, like a touchscreen glove.
Yeah.
Then I'll be able to do the show with the glove on.
Great. And they're super stoked. I can hear it. The audience is cheering.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful new lane for you.
And I can already hear, like, where's the glove? Like, when if I don't have it on, people are going to be like, where's the glove?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a calling card, like Bert going shirtless. Everybody was like, where's your thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your thing?
And I felt like,
thing.
I don't really have one.
Yeah.
I feel like one glove's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like I need a thing now, too.
You probably do.
What's my thing going
to
be?
I don't know. This one took me a while to come up with.
Yeah,
so.
that's a really good one, by the way. Yeah. Now, will you go fingerless gloves? Because, hey, maybe that's the solution. Why don't we just cut the fingers off of that today, and then you can wear your glove?
I don't know. I'd rather just get fingerless gloves because I don't want, this is a really nice glove, you know?
Oh, plus you're going to be catching footballs left and right, probably.
At least with one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any has scissors, so it's probably best we just leave it.
Well, let's ask one of the prison guards.
Right. You know, I was here taping Where My Mom's At last week, and I brought some chili for myself to eat, and I couldn't eat the chili because Annie doesn't have bowls.
Yeah. I don't really blame them. I mean, I didn't have silverware, bowls, towels.
Soap.
No.
In your shower.
The mattress is on the floor.
Yeah. Right? When I met you, you were just a feral dog. You were a wild animal, and now you're still a wild animal, but I think I keep you at a level.
Yeah.
It's acceptable for society. Yeah,
pretty true. Also, Native made it across halfway across the country.
I know.
100% kosher. Yeah.
So it's exciting that he's here.
Yeah.
I should get in the practice of calling him Patty, of course, because we're in Texas now. So I'm sorry, Patty O'Callahan made it here.
Thank you,
devout Christian. All right. Are you ready to start the show?
I'm ready. Wait, do you think he felt his skin burning when he drove into Texas? Do you think
from the heat or from the Christianity?
The Christianity.
Oh.
Do you think he was like he drove like over the state line? He was like, like a vampire in the sun. Yeah.
I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Do you think he felt that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. He knows you got to leave that bullshit behind. We don't play that shit here.
Got it. 10-4. I'm ready.
All right. All right. You ready to start the show?
Oh, my God. We have so much. Yeah.
Here we go.
So many things.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's Laloka and Fraser here. But look, I just came on here real fast to say something to all of you guys. All of you guys really disrespected me yesterday by commenting in my comment section, Daddy not gone and Daddy chill. Bro, I already told you guys that is real disrespectful when you guys tell me that, bro. Don't be commenting no Daddy chill. Don't call me no not gone. Stop telling me daddy chill. Stop commenting all that stuff under my post, you guys. I like women. Please stop trying to make me look bad on this platform, you guys. Stop commenting daddy under my post, you guys. Please. That's all I ask for you guys is respect. But like, you guys go crazy, bro. I had almost 400 comments last night. All of you guys calling me daddy, bro. Come on, bro. Please. Please stop commenting that stuff under my post, bro. I ask you guys, please, bro. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
This is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That's where it goes. That's hilarious.
That is so fucking funny.
I like his earnest plea. Like, don't call me daddy, bro.
He got choked up at the end. Did you hear him get choked up? His voice started to crack.
Call me daddy, bro. Come on, bro. Please. Please stop commenting that stuff under my post, bro. I ask you guys, please, bro. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
What is going on? So, like, what do you think is the genesis of?
I don't know. I also didn't understand the other thing he was saying. Don't call me daddy and something else. I was like, huh? What? Like,
play it again. Let's take a deeper listen here.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's Lalo Campeza here. But look, I just came on here real fast to say something to all of you guys. All of you guys really disrespected me yesterday by commenting in my comment section, "Daddy, not a gone," and
"Daddy,
not a gone,
not a gone."
What's that?
Not a gone again, daddy.
Today by commenting in my comment section, "Daddy not a gone and daddy chill, bro."
Daddy not a gone and daddy chill.
Daddy not a gone. Daddy not a gone. Daddy not gone.
Do you guys know what he's saying?
Is that probably some
maybe
Latin?
Daddy maricone. Is that a word in your guys' language?
He would say that correctly though.
Yeah.
He would say "daddy maricone," but he said "daddy not a gone." And
yeah. So there's no slang word that's not a gone. That's not a thing. Like
all of you guys really disrespected me yesterday by commenting in my comment section, "Daddy not a gone and daddy chill."
Daddy not a gone. Daddy not gone. Well, can we look at the comments? Can we pull this guy's? Can we find this video and like see what he's referring to? I'm dying to know now. But he's so upset.
Bro, I already told you guys that is real disrespectful when you guys tell me that, bro. Don't be commenting no "daddy chill." Don't call me no "not a gone." Stop telling me "daddy chill." Stop commenting all that stuff under my post, you guys. I like women. Please stop trying to make me look bad on this platform, you guys. Stop commenting "daddy" under my post, you guys. Please. That's all I ask for you guys is respect. But like, you guys go crazy, bro. I had almost 400 comments last night. All of you guys calling me "daddy," bro. Come on, bro. Please. Please stop commenting that stuff under my post, bro. I ask you guys. Please, bro. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
But then have a good day after the plea. Yeah, like what
he said, that shit was yesterday. I'm just laughing at how many people Garth is gonna see call him daddy now. He'll be like, "Oh, I guess I'm looking pretty hot." Oh shit.
"Daddy not a gone," and it says hashtag "deserve tuition contest." Like,
what
is going on? Daddy Lalagon.
Oh,
it's Daddy Lalagon because his at is Lalagon.
Oh.
The crazy, I can't read it,
oh, okay,
80
okay.
Or some shit.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Oh, it's Lalagon Brazzy 480. That's his name. So Daddy Lalagon,
well,
that's his name.
I wonder if there's
he's like, don't call me Daddy Lalagon.
I wonder if there's any follow-up to this.
Okay, what's good, TikTok? It's Lalagon Brazzy here. So look, I had some time to sit back and think last night, bro. I don't know if you guys are doing this for fun or if you guys are doing it on purpose, but you guys really need to stop just commenting "daddy" on my post, you guys. Me, personally, I do not go that way, you guys. I am straight. I like women. Okay, stop trying to make me look bad on this platform, you guys. I asked you guys the last time, nicely and respectfully, please.
That's amazing.
This is one of my favorite videos ever.
Me too. Me too. What do you like about it? Like, let's.
Well, first of all, that he just assumes, but that by calling him daddy, that means he's gay. Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's definitely not.
No, like, in fact, women would be like, "Hey, daddy, hey, hey, poppy."
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, sexual.
Sure, they could be. You know, so he did. Okay, he did the deserved tuition contest. I guess maybe that's where his initial video. Have you seen that? Those?
No.
Well, there's like some. Contest.
Oh,
where
I
like,
have. Yes.
Yeah, they record. Have you seen the bit? I think it's like, I don't know if it's mocked, but I laugh so hard where somebody takes their mother and they start like they're doing it and they're like, we overcame so much. Like, my mother started as a prostitute and the mom's like, what? Have you seen those?
Seen
they're
that.
So great.
That's awesome. Regular TikTok you're yeah. talking about. I don't get that feed very often. People are always like, do you know this new dance? I'm like, nah, dude. No. It's not what I look at. Daddy La La Gong.
Yours, by the way, your algorithm has taken a dark.
It's good, right? They're all wacky now. There's not one normal thing.
Wacky is a kind way of putting it. It is a sad, sad place
it's,
to be.
Yeah, it's so beautiful because now it's finally tuned to a weird alone guy, the wag, the weird alone guy lane. And they're all like shirtless and dancing or pleading for love. It's good. You're going to like the way you look when you look at my TikTok folder. I guarantee it.
I've seen your stories. I'm like, ooh. There's some really rough shit in there.
Yeah, nothing but joy for me when I go through them. I love them.
I mean, the fact that you've normalized that to yourself is troubling.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
It's not?
No. It's deeply disturbing. A lot of it is deeply, deeply troubling. Like, you can ruin someone's day just by going through your stories.
And I do a lot. And people often DM me that. I just read one DM where this guy was like, Tina, I love you. I love Tom. I love everything Studio Jeans does. I can't take this TikTok. I hate it. I hate your stories right now. I just tapped out. I'm like, listen, this is what I give to the world.
Yeah.
You're either in or out, bro. This is me. This is who I am. I'm being vulnerable with you guys.
Yeah. You're also being a real artist by doing it.
Of course I am. And I'm empowering the marginalized community of TikTokers
out
there.
Check this out. Stop calling me daddy. For real. I like women, dog.
Somebody, Daddy La La Gong. Okay, have a nice day. Peace out.
Okay, so that's what it was. La La Gong, which La La Gong. Is his handle.
Which, yeah, but it's also good that he still tells him to have a nice day.
Yeah,
it's so important
because he's trying to stay positive.
Yeah, I don't want it to be negative. Like, but you got to stop commenting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The best thing to do when you want people to stop some behavior is to tell them, "Hey, knock it off."
Yeah,
that'll definitely not encourage.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
Oh,
this
no.
is Carlo Gambrese here. I just got back from doing a yard today. I just had one yard to get done. But look, bro, I'm gonna tell you guys for the last time, bro, stop commenting that BS under my post, bro. All that daddy stuff and all that, bro. And I'm talking to mostly you guys, bro. The guys, it's mostly guys that comment that under my post. Stop commenting that, bro. You guys are mad weird. Take that somewhere else, bro. Go comment that under somebody else's post, bro. You hear me? I'm telling you, bro. I'm talking to you for the last time, bro. Stop doing that under my post, bro. It's a matter of knowing, bro. Stop doing it. But all the other people that are cool, have a good rest of your day.
So considerate that way.
Oh, my God.
So considerate.
Oh, man.
He's always making sure that you're having a good day.
He is always making sure.
I like women.
I like women.
Yeah.
Stop commenting daddy under my post, guys, please.
He is really cute. I mean, if it is
guys. He seems
guys,
like a sweet kid.
It must be because he is like a really cute kid, you know?
So, but I love that it found traction that a bunch of guys were like, yes, daddy. I'm looking for tuition for school. Go get it, daddy.
But I like that he thinks it's going to really mess up his
I know.
Game. Like, you really think that your comment section is it going to ruin your life?
No.
At this age, even?
No. But at that age, you think it is. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because this is your whole world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. I forgot.
He's a teenager. You know.
So sad, daddy. Yeah. Daddy La La Gong.
Yo, dog. Stop with the La La Gong shit, man.
You're cool.
So many of you. All right, the rest of you take care.
You're queering up his game. You can't be hitting chicks, so they're queering them up.
I know.
Oh, mommies, I'm coming to your town. So first of all, I'm doing a weekly show in Momston here every Wednesday at the Velveeta Room. Every Wednesday I'm in town, that is, so make sure to check to see if I'm around. October 20th, that's the one in Austin. I'm doing that room. October 21st through 23rd, I'm at Denver Comedy Works. Tickets are moving super fast, so get those now. One night in Raleigh, one night Goodnights, Charlie Goodnights, and then Atlanta, November 19th through 21st at the Punchline, and then Salt Lake City, Utah has been rescheduled November 26th that weekend, and then the list goes on. San Antonio, Tejas in December, Orlando, Florida at the Improv, and that's the year. Isn't that bananas? Tickets at Christina P. Online now. Get them now. Speaking of amazing videos, amazing shout outs, really good work. Chris Larson, the boys harangued him again into releasing his monthly social media post.
I know.
And boy, if this team isn't
boy,
really
did
doing
he deliver.
Work, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he really delivered. If you guys haven't seen it, I think we can pull it up for you. Really something special.
Really good work.
This is his latest one here.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. They wanted to post a little differently this month, so here it is. Happy Friday, everyone. It's the weekend, so get ready for that weekend time, because it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the weekend, because the weather looks nice. So I'm going to have fun. You should have fun, too, because today is Friday, and that means tomorrow's Saturday. But yeah, because it's the weekend. Quick birthday shout out to Alina, who turns 26 on Halloween. Happy birthday, Alina. That's a special birthday because it's a holiday birthday. So stay safe and eat lots of candy. That's what you do on Halloween. And that goes for everyone else. But don't eat too much candy because then you'll get sick. And if trick-or-treating's not your thing, well, go out and have fun anyway because it's a holiday. Anyway... That's it. Have a good weekend. Have a happy Friday again, and be blessed. Bye.
Amazing.
Really good.
Really good.
That's really,
really good.
I mean, that had all the elements we like: a dropping of the weather, a birthday shout,
explaining
out
what a weekend is. knowing to be careful. Staying birthday shout outs, which are just phenomenal. One of my favorite things that's been happening pretty regularly is I'll get messages before I go on stage at some, you know, pretty sizable venues. And people are like, hey, we're coming to your show. It's my boyfriend's birthday today. Yeah. If you want to give him a shout out.
Yeah, because it's Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Yeah.
This arena I'm performing.
You know, I'm at the Straz Center right now at the performing arts. I'm going to be like, hey, thanks, guys, for coming out. I heard that Michael has a birthday. Happy birthday, Mike.
Hope you're having a good birthday, Mike.
I'm going to go on with the rest of the show now, but I wanted to stop down to acknowledge that it's your birthday. Or people will be like,
oh, my God.
We're big fans. We're going to be in this at the balcony. Trevor, he's never been to your show. So if you want to make fun of him, that'd be cool.
I'm sure Trevor would love that too. He's never seen you.
He's never seen me, and they're like,
not a fan. Probably
he's wearing a green shirt. If you want to, okay.
What's up? So,
hey guys, can you turn the house lights on for a second? Is there a Trevor here?
Wearing that stupid shirt.
you like green? What are you, Irish? All right, let's kill the lights.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with
people? That's the expectation. Like, they're toddlers. Like, a three-year-old. It's my birthday. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, one thing I would like to improve on with Chris Larson, I really liked his message about not eating too much candy.
It's very important.
It's so important. That's another facet we're forgetting here in these videos is, like, the informational stuff. The cautionary, like, hey, don't do that. Otherwise, I would have liked to have heard like, also, don't forget to brush your teeth after.
Well, he didn't address cavities, which is a huge
mess up.
Problem. Yeah.
You don't want to get cavities because those are bad.
Dental hygiene is a big deal.
Let's elaborate more on the safety measures. Mm-hmm. Do better, Chris, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, I would encourage him more than critic. You know what I mean? Chris just needs encouragement.
No, but I'm saying I can see the comments already.
Oh, you're saying they're going to say that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do better. What about the cavity?
Yeah.
The awareness. You're not bringing awareness to dental hygiene and dental decay. You're promoting eating sugars without brushing your teeth. You know, you're a bad person. Yeah. I'm just trying to save his social media.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Good point.
Yeah.
You also had a pretty eventful weekend with the children.
Listen, so much is going on in my world. First of all, I was out of town last weekend with Chase, and in my usual fashion, what we've been doing for the last, 5 or 6 years now, every time I address anybody in public, it's, hey, mommy, thanks, yeah, James. I do it. I do it to anybody.
Yeah.
First time in years somebody called me out on it. It was a waitress at a restaurant we were dining at.
That never happens.
Never happens. And I go, thanks, mommy. And she goes, did you just call me mommy? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I call everybody mommy. And I was like, oh, I've never been called out. You know, I was a little embarrassed. Like, I was put off that someone actually questioned
me.
Yeah,
it makes you feel that rush.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
You catch me being a child?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I got kind of hot in the face. Yeah. And I was like, whatever. It's what I do.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm the glove guy.
Yeah, you're the glove guy. It's my identity. And she's like, did you just call me mommy? And I was like, yeah, that's my thing. I just call everybody mommy. And she was like, okay. She's like, mommy. And then she got something and she came back and she's like, yeah, because one time I was at a gay bar and somebody called me a mommy there too. And I was with Chase. And so I think, and we were not looking good. I mean, we were looking like we just rolled out of bed and got breakfast together, which is
you did.
We did. So I think she thought maybe Chase and I were partners.
I like women.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Don't call me daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. That was a great drop, by the way. Thanks. That was such good timing. Mm-hmm. If only you could do it with the glove on your hand.
Oh, it's going to happen. Believe me. When I get that touch glove next week, yeah, it'll be here.
So she started saying like, oh, I thought that was a lesbian thing. And then she, I think she was gay because then she kind of parked at the table and talked to Chase
different.
And I the entire time. And I was like, okay, now, bye bye now. She's like, mommy. Like, she kept laughing. She'd never heard of the podcast.
Brought
anything,
it back,
But she was really nice about it. So there you go. I finally got caught. And then number two, my worst nightmare came true this weekend.
Nightmare.
My nightmare. Mm-hmm. So awful, babe. So our youngest boy had croup, which is an upper respiratory infection, and it narrows their, you know, breathing passage. Anyway, every time, so bad. He was at breakfast and he would get into coughing fits so bad that it triggered his gag reflex and he would vomit and cough. So this happened once and I was like, ah! Like, I tried not to freak. I was like, it's okay. You know, meanwhile, inside I'm fucking losing my mind.
You really, it's not like you're like, I don't like puke. You really have like a,
yeah, I got mental problems.
You have a real phobia of it.
I've seen therapists for it.
Yeah.
I've gone to hypnotherapy to try to get over my fear, my
phobia.
You
really, really have a phobia.
It's my thing. It's my weird thing. Okay.
Oh, I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then he pukes again. He starts coughing and vomiting again. And then he vomits. Okay. Like four more times. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there crying. And I have to hold it together and not panic so that I don't make him panic and don't give him a phobia the way my mother gave it to me. So I have to say, like, when it was our baby's vomit, it's not the same as like some dude's vomit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's your baby and you're like, I love you. It's just a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I may have gotten over my thing of my fear of vomiting because I dealt with so much vomit this weekend. Well, just so you know, he's totally fine. I called the doctor immediately and they gave him a steroid and he opened him up and he didn't vomit anymore. But I think I'm over it, dude. I literally cleaned up like 4, 5, 6 rounds of blah, 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 blah. He threw up on me. We were watching TV and he started coughing. God. He's sitting on my lap. He fucking starts coughing and then he vomited on me, on him, on our couch. So I stood up. I took off my clothes. I took his, because he was freaking out that it was on him. I took it off him. I cleaned up the couch with the vomit on it.
It's a lot.
And I'd fed him a lot of macaroni and cheese and pizza. Like, he ate a lot, dude. Oh, not only that, I made popcorn with M&Ms in it. Like, we just had a feast, bro.
with M&M's in it.
It's my trick. It's my white trash treat. Dude, like, he was eating like a hoss, and he fucking barfed all that up, bro.
Ugh. So wait, close your eyes.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah. So I think I'm over it.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. I don't like it. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like that part. I still don't like.
No?
No.
Still bothers you?
I think when it's a grown man, like, it's not my... Ay, ay, ay. Okay. I think I'm done. I'm glad you guys like this. That was horrible. That doesn't bother you?
Not at all. No.
Not at all?
No.
That made me feel sick a little.
Really? I see that.
I didn't like that gurgling.
Yeah. That was a lot.
I had to take so much Xanax to deal with the vomiting.
Yeah.
When he was doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Dude, I ate like... Well, I take gabapentin. I was popping those.
How many were you taking?
Bro, like two every fucking few hours.
What?
Well... Well, because, like, I'm supposed to... Okay. So, so what happens is, like, when you have, like, a severe phobia, you go crazy. Like, you dissociate.
Yeah.
And I was starting to dissociate and get, like, yay, yay, yay!
Yeah.
You're such a dick.
Oh man!
So the gabapentin calms me down, and then eventually I had to take Xanax. Because then what happened was
two every few hours.
Because what happened was his croup was getting so bad. They gave him the steroid, but it wasn't taking effect. And the doctor goes, "Well, if he's still this, his breathing was really labored and it was really scary." And they're like, "Well, if his breathing doesn't improve in 2 hours, take him to the ER." So I'm alone with the kids. I'm like, "So what do? I take my fucking 5-year-old and the 2-year-old or 3-year-old to the ER? Like my whole, you know." It was a lot. It wasn't just the vomiting. It was the prospect of going to the emergency room and him not being able to breathe and all this shit. So, yeah, man, I fucking did what I had to do to get through it. And, you know, I got through it. And I took Xanax. I'm not going to put these back in.
I'll change it.
So I changed it.
Lies. I promise I won't do it again. It was fun. Now it'll be too much. I won't do it again. I won't do it again. I swear. Because then you won't put them in again for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So I won't do it
That's
again.
That's never stopped you. I won't do it again. Lies.
I won't.
Hey, Christina.
Yeah, see?
Well, he said my name wrong. Doesn't he always call me Christine?
No, he says Christina.
I block it out.
Yeah.
I dissociate when he comes on.
Let me put my tongue in your ass.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
We're back.
We're here. Coffee. We're queer. Get used to it.
We're gay. We're fucking. We like it.
You got our moffies.
Got those. I actually have a little challenge going for the month.
Yes. Tell me about that.
I am.
Lots of big changes for you. First, the glove.
I don't know if I should say the challenge. Should I say the challenge?
It's up to you.
You know what? I'm not going to say the challenge.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Cut that part out.
Yep. Actually, leave it in. Let them fucking wonder what it is.
Oh. Okay. That's an interesting choice you've made.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have an announcement to make. I offered up my Scoot.
Yeah.
As part of the last YMH Live, I offered to to give my scoot scoot to somebody who bought a ticket to that show.
Yeah, how'd that go? Who'd you get it to?
So there's a few candidates I thought would be really good, and I gave it to a girl named Allie in Arizona. She unfortunately was injured by a drunk driver a few years ago and had to have repeated surgeries.
Damn.
So she's up for her next surgery and could really use that scoot scoot. So wow. Congratulations, Allie in Arizona. I hope you use it well. I even sent along the contents of the basket.
Wow.
Some used popsicle sticks.
And all your design features
of
the basket?
My design features are on there.
How are you shipping that? How does that go?
Well, that's Lindsay's stuff. He's reaching out to me. That's more of an HP. That's his problem, not my problem. What if I wrote it to her? Like, I scooted all the way from Texas to Arizona.
It would not work anymore when I got there.
Well, could you imagine someone doing that like Forrest Gump? Instead of running, I scooted across America.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
It would be really stupid and hot. So hot.
Thanks to everybody that joined us for the live show. It was really fun to do it at the Paramount. That was awesome. Yeah. Live audience. We're talking about doing another one not too long from now in a studio.
Yeah, like, studio jeans.
I don't know if it'll be like a high-tech studio like this or another studio, but we'll do it in a studio.
I do have to say, though, props to Annie for setting this
up. Annie set it up.
I mean,
I set that up, too. You know,
that's
had a whole
amazing.
Team there. Yeah,
the whole team, very all impressive. The guys. So thank
everybody
you.
Worked really hard on that.
But I'm just saying, I think you mean the glamour of the nothing can rival this.
Well, set deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a plant. That's kind of nice. Wow. I mean, that's a nice little bachelor pad touch.
Yeah.
And it's already browning, too, so no one's been watering.
You think he's bringing a hose in this room? He's like, you want to see the set?
Don't call me daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's bringing hose. He's banging hose all over this set. He's like, you listen to your mom's house?
You remember one of the OG best... Like this is an evergreen, all-time classic, top 10 video, right? Top 10.
Oh, my. I'm excited. Wait.
Trying to sing my song. Trying to sing my song.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I have another beat down for you. I try to practice my song. This is my introduction to my song.
Yeah.
Coming at you. Here we go. I'll sing it.
That's a long intro. I forgot how long that intro was.
Me too. He's ramping
machines
up.
Machines were thin. I got a gun. Yeah, I got a gun. Terminator gun. Yeah, machines were thin. Machines were thin. T-16. 100%. T-16. Machines were thin. Machines were thin.
Working on my flow. I just fucked up the lyrics.
It's been a while.
Trying to rank my rap. What? Trying to make my rap. Trying to practice on my flow. Machines within. Machines within. Machines within.
Uh-oh.
I'm out on the street. I don't give a F. Ooh, F ooh. The haters. F all the haters. Much love, no hate. Machines within.
Wow, I forgot how good that song is.
At what point do you think his parents were like, this is going to, he's not going to do a lot? You think it was grade school?
I think you can tell pretty early.
Yeah.
And children, like, this one's touched, as they say.
Mm.
Special. Special.
But call me a chomo.
So it's been a while, and that is one of the all-time best, I mean best, videos, I think, ever.
Ever.
On the show. I mean, we played Machines Within. There was Machines Within remakes.
That was the best
People
part.
Put it to electronic beats. Hip hop, death metal, like people remade Machines Within over and over.
Acoustic
and over.
Versions of Machines Within.
Acoustic versions. We partnered with him on merch. We had a Machines Within shirt.
It took over the nation, the world, really.
It was Machines. We were like, I forget who at the time was reaching out. It might have been Nadav, and he was like, yeah. I spoke to him. He's cool. We're trying to get him to sign this release. And he was like, no, that's cool. He's like, no, you got to sign it. Anyway.
Yeah.
You ready?
You mean he didn't have a legal mind?
Okay.
He didn't.
You ready? So,
yeah.
Are you ready for the update?
I'm pins and needles. I'm fucking.
He's back.
Oh, yes.
Yo, blah 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 blah. Ha ha ha. I'm Cutter. Yeah, you can call me Cutter. Yeah, I'm Cutter. Right, Cutter. Smile upon your face. Enemy of my enemy. Enemy of my enemy.
I mean,
you can say those things. You can say those things. Do I give a flying F-U-C-K? 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 I don't give a flying F-U-C-K. Enemy of my enemy. I'm trying to make friends and family. Much love, no hate. Who's got my back? Who's riding with me till the day I die? Who's riding with me till the day I die? I ride with the four horsemen. Four horsemen of the apocalypse. I rep the hatch too for life, y'all. Yeah, you can say those things. You can say those things. Ride with the till I die, die. Ride till I die, till I die, till I die, till I die.
Wow.
Amazing.
Powerful work.
Pretty cool Machines Within guy.
Well, and you can tell that his craft has evolved.
Quite a bit. I mean, first of all, as far as a showman goes, I mean, look at the face.
Well, he already gave homage to ICP. We saw that.
Yeah,
but
of
then
course.
He put his own twist on it and made it more of like the Joker.
The Joker with the Cutter face. Cutter will put Cutter on your face. And the lyrics are just all over.
Powerful.
It was like, what a ride that was.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we've all suffered through this last year and a half with the pandemic, and he's taken on a darker tone.
Yeah.
The Four Horsemen.
Another interesting choice is that it's this is a music bit. He's giving you his song, but you hear the television at full volume in the back, you know? And so you kind of have to tune your ear to, like, what do I want to hear? Do I want to hear what you're watching, or do I want to hear your song?
Well, Tom, as we know, one of the hallmarks of a great YMH video is the inability to listen for sound, to turn down that TV.
Great angle.
And also,
maybe
wait for the train to stop before you record your videos, stuff like that.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, but he did a great job on his makeup. That's really good.
It's very terrifying, actually.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would actually not approach this guy.
I would never approach that guy. And also, he used to just say F all. Now it's F-U-C-K.
He spelled it out.
So he's now really showing that aggression.
Yeah.
Really getting out there.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this in the remixes.
It's always interesting when there's a guy who will, like, spell a swear word, but you also don't doubt that he would disembowel somebody, like, in his yard.
I know.
You know? Yeah.
Why hold back? I wonder.
Oh, white baby, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited for this chapter of his work and the remixes that I'm sure will come.
I hope there's some really good versions of what are we calling the song?
The Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen or the Cutter song.
The Cutter. And also a lot of talking, again, the theme being against the haters, if you're not with me or against me sort of thing.
In the apocalypse, I rep the hatch too for life, y'all. Yeah, you can say those things. You can say those things. Ride with the till I die, die. Ride till I die, till I die, till I die, till I die.
Till I die, maybe?
Yeah, death, darkness a lot in this.
Why can't we get this clip over to Shaggy? See what he thinks of it.
This is a great idea. Tom, this isn't. We have to do that.
Can we facilitate that, guys?
Sure.
I would like a reaction video from Shaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is amazing work. I wonder if Shaggy feels that, you know, a little style suck here, but also, you know, you take what you like and then you build on it. So maybe that's what he's doing.
Maybe
here.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Wow. Well, I'm just excited he's back in our lives. It's been a few years since his last hit.
Yeah.
Machines Within. It's going to be hard to top Machines Within. Because that actually had a really good hook. And I'm not sure. What's the hook on this one again?
Let's not listen to
it
again.
Are you sure? Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to help, but.
Yeah.
Because that first hit, you know, it's his Come On Eileen. It's like a one hit. I worry that we're going to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Machines Within. Machines Within. T16.
Working on my flows, I know.
Yeah, the Machines with him was very catchy. He's going to have a hard time topping that.
It's, yeah, I mean, here's like, yeah. Got a couple selects of the song here. I can pull this out. These are just some of the lyrics.
Enemy of my enemy, enemy of my enemy.
Pretty good.
Wow.
F-U-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that a lot of people were disturbed when they saw the Joker, the last one, you know?
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know what really disturbed me is how many people really resonated with that movie and how many talks I saw of guys dressed up like that Joker and people really loving that. I mean,
he portrayed mental illness so well.
Yeah.
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 I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
Remember when he killed that guy at the end in his apartment and the little guy was like, ah.
Yeah, that was a funny part, though. I like that part. Yeah, I like that part, too, though. Yeah.
I don't think I've laughed that hard since that when in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yeah, the neck snapping
when
hooker,
he snaps the hooker. His friend's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch the new Sopranos movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great moments like that.
And Jose's in it.
I love Joey Coco Diaz is in it, and
yeah.
He makes the movie, obviously. I mean, he looks like one of those guys for real, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's just Joey Diaz. Great job, my love. Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
And then James Gandolfini's son, Michael, plays a young Tony Soprano. I didn't know that. So that was a nice surprise. And I was watching it, and I'm like, wow, this kid really has James Gandolfini's mannerisms down and movements. This kid is really good. Even looks like him. And I Googled it like an idiot. That's when I learned that. Oh, yeah. It's his son.
It's his son, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. So fucking stupid. But you know what's really sucked about that movie? The only thing I didn't like.
What?
No AJ and no Meadow. Those are our friends.
Well, yeah, because they weren't born yet.
Well, whatever. They can't, you know. I know.
Have they seen it? You talked to them?
Yeah, Rob has, I believe, and Jamie has not yet. She's planning on watching it, though.
Rob like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. They're cool.
You're going to be a little upset about this.
Oh, was it barfing?
No, not like that. You had a really original idea for the name of your new special.
Yeah, my struggle. Yeah. Bougie badass just stole this?
Little boozy.
Boozy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he did it.
What the fuck?
It's out now.
What the fuck, man?
So, I think it is, it's over.
But
you're going to go with the other title.
FGTRTD.
No.
Touch my camera through
Touch
the
fence. Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot.
Yeah.
I don't know if Netflix is going to approve.
They'll just let me talk to him.
What if, babe, what if you rally like all your clout? Like you were really like, listen, it needs to be Touch My Camera Through the Fence, you. And they're like, wait, what? We can't do that. And you're like, I'm Tom Segura. Do you want my next hour or not?
I don't think I would like to have that conversation.
But I want you to use all your power to
also,
make it happen.
I just think it should be called Touch My Camera Through the Fence.
You know, well, hold on.
To be clear.
But you wouldn't prefer to watch a special titled Touch My Camera Through the Fence, comma, you. You don't think that's more of an eye grabber? I mean, are we marketing here or what? And the best part is my hour is like not related to that at all.
You're like, what? Well, I got you to press play, didn't I?
Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot.
I mean, that's a title.
Yeah, that is a good title.
It's so long, too.
It is a really long title. And there's those marketing meetings where you explain the title.
Yeah.
And they're like, so what's this all about? You'd be like, you know, like if you walk up to like a private business and you're recording them. And then, you know what I mean? The guy tries to touch your camera through the fence, and they're like, holy shit, this person is out of their fucking mind.
I know. But that's why I want you to go to bat for it. Like, yeah. I really want you to get Agent Jeans involved.
No, but you know what we could do? Because I don't think I have the juice to pull
this.
I think you do. I don't think
arenas.
I do.
Arenas.
But I do think if I called some friends, I go, could you join me?
We get Rogan to do this.
I've done a few shows with Chappelle. He'd be the ultimate. I'm like, can you please get involved?
We get our friends.
He's like, all right, man.
Bill Burr,
he
Dave
calls
Chappelle,
over. He's
Joe
like,
Rogan.
I heard that Tom's lady wants to touch the camera through the fence. What's y'all problem with that? Joe would be like, why are they trying to silence you? I don't understand.
And I could play the woman card. Like, clearly it's because I'm a woman, isn't it?
And then
a
Schumer
woman.
Will call.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this to a woman?
Is it because I'm aged out of Hollywood?
Oh, and then they're like, all right, it's touch my fucking camera through the fence, you.
Touch my camera through the fence, you faggot.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I can't believe he named it My Struggle. I mean, has he been listening to the show? Is that?
I mean, I think it's kind of obvious, you know.
It's so. Oh, there it is. Well, that was the original artwork that maybe we were thinking. No,
I don't think that's good artwork.
Oh, well, I thought that was kind of neat because it's like it's recognizable. People don't know exactly where from.
Yeah.
But it, you know, familiarity with something new.
Right.
Is what I was thinking. That's marketing.
Oh man, that made me laugh.
Yeah. You know what's so great about our agent?
What?
Shout out to Agent Jeans.
Yeah.
Is that he is willing to make your dreams come true. So
he will go to bat if you're like, I want this. He'll be like, all right, I'll see what they say. My tour manager is like that.
Yeah. All right.
Dave. Oh my God. This is the best thing that's happened on tour so far. It was night 3 officially of the tour. Mm-hmm. We were in Hampton Beach. And
where is Hampton Beach?
New Hampshire. So we're in Hampton Beach. I'm standing in the wings. Full charge is on stage. Did I tell this story already?
No.
We're on stage. He's on stage. I'm waiting to go up. I'm just standing there. There's like a couple minutes left. Full charge. I don't want to give away any material, but he is doing like material about the Catholic Church. Let's just say that. And like he's killing and he's roasting him. So Dave looks at me, and at one point I go, no. He's like, what? I go, I don't like this shit like that. I don't like this.
Yeah.
And he's like, no? And I go, no. And he's like, okay. And then full charge is like another joke, and I go, hey, for real. And he goes, what should I tell him? And I go, knock this shit off. And then he's like, okay. And I go, I want pro-Christian jokes up there. And Dave has a headphone because he's like talking to all the stage hands and everything. And he just takes the thing and he goes, okay. And I think we're doing a bit together.
He doesn't think so. Shut up.
So I go up. So Matt comes off and I go up and I'm up there an hour. I come off stage and I get in the green room and Matt, who I've known almost 20 years, goes like, really? I'm like, what? He goes, you don't like that stuff? And I go, what? He goes, the Catholic jokes? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, Dave, pull me aside. And I go, oh my God, I start laughing so hard. I go, no, I was joking. He goes, I thought so. He goes, he pulled me. This is when you know someone's like got your back, right?
Yeah.
He goes, Dave, pull me aside. I got off stage. He goes, Matt, sorry I have to tell you this, but we're not going to be doing any of that. Those Catholic things or any of that material, right? Tom doesn't like it. And Matt's you're fucking with me. He goes, I am not fucking with you.
Oh, my God.
But then the best part is he goes, he wants pro-Christian stuff. So Matt goes, not only was I told that not to do jokes, but to write new material for the next show.
I wish you would have stuck to it and made him write the Christian jokes.
I laughed.
You know what I love? Jesus.
Jesus? Huh?
You know what really gets me steamed?
You know who
people
gets
who don't
it
believe in Jesus
the most, right? Catholics. Is this good? Are you happy now, Tom? We have your fucking Mein Kampf in the background here.
Yeah, we could take that down.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how to.
I would love Matt to do Christian material.
But
it's
the
really
best
funny
thing, though, because we're talking about like Agent Jeans and Dave, is that they have your back. They're like, if you said that, I'm doing it.
But can't you see now how famous people go crazy?
Totally. Because they're not. Yeah. We're comedians.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm joking, dude. But then like some crazy singer, some diva singer is like, no, I really want this.
Yeah.
I really want only white flowers.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Well, cause,
and then they get to the venue. They're like, are you out of your fucking mind? She's supposed to sing. There's no white flowers in here. You're a crazy person.
I know, because I don't have a writer. Yeah. Every club I go to, they're like, you don't want anything? I'm like, no, it's a comedy club. What are you going to fucking get me?
Yeah.
Some dirty nachos. There's nothing here. And I'm not going to waste your time bringing me. The only thing I ask for when I get off stage is a glass of wine. That's my one thing.
That's a reasonable ask.
And I always say, give me the most expensive bottle the club has.
Yeah.
Because that's a $10 bottle. Yeah. Like, let's be honest.
At a comedy club, it's not.
It's not good.
The thing is, when you do, like, when you put things on writers, you know, really crazy things.
Yeah.
Some artists go like, oh, look what I got. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you need someone to tell you, like, you bought that.
Right.
It wasn't a gift. like you can go to green rooms and you're like, wow. And they're like, yeah, they put this out here. Yeah, because you told them to. And they bought it with your money.
With your money.
You bought it.
Yeah, it's coming out of your pay, dipshit.
It totally is, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a crazy writer at all.
What do you need? You're only at the fucking venue for four hours.
I don't like
hours,
strong overhead lights. So I'm like, put lamps on instead of lights.
Oh,
overhead.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I always make it dark.
A Bluetooth speaker so I can listen to music,
that's
whatever music
nice
I want. And it's a little one that we bought, so it's portable. And they're like, it's yours, actually. You bought it.
Yeah.
And then like.
But you bring that with you.
I bring it
saying
to every venue.
Oh,
yeah,
so you're not asking.
Well, I don't
them
bring it, but somebody, you know, brings it. And then now I have like meat and veggie trays.
That's nice.
Water, tea.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
sometimes
that's
we have
bougie
drinks after a show, you know, but it's usually nothing crazy.
See, I've asked for the veggie tray and then it's comedy club veggie. It's like the gross shit. And I'm like, that's all right. I'd rather just not get diarrhea. I don't want to eat it.
You should see.
I like, Postmates now. I get stuff.
We
sent
had a
in
meal bar on the thing and one of the venues they were like, we went to six different grocery stores and
I don't
didn't
need to
have
do that.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not even going to have one.
No,
and
like, don't waste your time. Oh. Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what, so when I go, what do people ask for? What should I be asking for? And they'll say things like, so-and-so requested Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's the last one I heard. Pabst Blue Ribbon. But they don't sell that in this region. So somebody had to drive an hour and a half outside of town to find Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh my God.
And then when they gave it to the person was like, oh, no thanks. I don't want that anymore. It's like, so you're just wasting people's time.
Totally.
Nonsense.
You know what Foo Fighters had it? I think Foo Fighters or Green Day had fresh white socks.
That's a nice one. And I've heard of comedians doing this.
Well, because of that, but they heard about it from those guys. And I don't have it, but I did go like, oh, there's nothing better than putting on a fresh pair of socks, right? Like,
well, my feet are so sweaty.
Oh, okay.
And you don't realize how sweaty they are until I get home from life and I take off those sneakers and I'm like, I should change my socks. And they're so much fresher. I don't realize how sweaty and gross I am.
Maybe add it to the writer.
Yeah.
Horrible or hilarious? Want to see?
Oh gosh. Let's see. I'm scared. Oh, I don't like it.
Oh.
Fuck, dude. Oh, not on his nuts. Oh, no.
That was his.
No. Nope.
That was his leg though.
I don't like watching young men get hurt because I have two young ones that I'm raising and I don't like that.
Yeah. That one was neither horrible or hilarious.
Neither. Oh, that's interesting. That's a new category.
Right.
Neither nor.
Neither.
Neither nor.
Here's another one.
Hey, there I am. That's the same one I had. Yeah, you better be careful, dude. Oh, fuck. See? That's what I'm talking about, dude.
He was hauling ass.
You can't go that fast
on
a scoot
scoot.
He was trying to go
too fast. And I think he was hauling ass because there's media there.
And he was trying to look cool?
Or just trying to get away from them.
Oh.
You know, like, didn't want to deal with them. Like, let's fucking, that guy's got his crutch.
It's crutchy, yeah.
And he's like, let's fucking get through this hall.
See, and that's the indoor-outdoor scoot-scoot. That's the same one I had. It's rugged. It can take that kind of abuse normally. But on a slippery floor like that, can we rewatch the tape here? I'm just curious to see where he went wrong. Because you can go fast, but it's really the surface you have to be careful.
Yeah,
it's the slipperiness. There he goes. He's got the boot, too. Did he go for a turn? Yeah. So he lost control. It turned.
But because he's going too fast.
Going too fast, and then it slid. Yeah. That's terrible.
And he could have re-injured his injury there.
For sure.
Easily.
That's what they always warned me about. They're like, you don't want to re-sprain the ankle.
So because of that, I'm going to go ahead and say hilarious.
I don't know why, but I thought this was like a prime minister. Is this Trudeau?
It's not Trudeau, but I think it is somebody in politics.
Yeah.
You can fuck up if you're trying to go too fast. You know?
Can't go too fast on that scoot scoot, Allie. I'm just letting you know, in Arizona.
Be careful.
Don't book ass in that thing.
Don't.
No, you got to take your turn, especially around the turn. But you know what? There's a mechanism on there. When you turn, it slows you down automatically.
Yeah.
So that you can't go too fast and spin out of control.
Cheers.
Cheers, Gerald. Listen, I don't know if now is a good time, but the truth must come out.
Okay.
For years, you and your friends have been perpetrating a lie known as the poo pile.
Not a lie.
Now, hold on, Yana. This started, I would say, 17 years ago when you and I first started dating.
That wasn't 17 years ago.
How long have we been together?
It's, you might be right. 16, you're right. It's 16.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yana, lying already. Interesting. This lie started 16 years ago. You told me when you lived with your friends, your boyfriends, was it North Carolina?
Yes.
That you guys started what was known as a poo pile. Mm-hmm. And that when you had to go brown, you guys would go in the backyard and then you would shit. And then the other guy would come and shit on top of
the shit. Only junior year.
Only your junior year of college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that the poo pile got so high, you had to build a ladder and then, what was it again?
A ladder up a tree. And then we had like a toilet seat that was drilled into the tree. Mm-hmm. And you'd sit there and you just shit. Mm-hmm. But people in the neighborhood would do it too.
Okay. So I did not believe you initially. And then you would call your friends on speakerphone and have them corroborate, is that the right word? The story.
Yeah, you're getting better at words.
Now, thank you. The other day, we were in the living room, and we were talking about shitting outside because a friend of mine was going camping, and I remembered the poo pile, and I was setting you up. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I casually said to you, Tom, love of my life, father of my two sons, have you ever taken a dump outdoors? You thought about it.
Yeah, I did.
You went, when you look in the sky and you think, and you look in the sky and you think, and you said no.
Correct. But
I rest my case, Yana.
I meant outside of the home.
Well, what's a poop pile?
Well, it was in my backyard. So that was like
wouldn't
shitting
that be
at
outdoors?
The house. Yeah, but I thought you meant like on a camping trip. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like what you were talking about was like those people are digging a hole and taking care of it. We were just shitting into the yard.
Which is outdoors, outside.
In our backyard.
Which is outside, last time I checked. So,
okay.
Yana.
Okay, so I'll say this.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I've never shit outdoors.
You didn't qualify the statement then. I caught you red-handed, the look on your face when I said, oh, what about the poo pile? You hadn't heard that phrase in a long time, and I got you. I gotcha. It took me 16 years to catch you in a lie, and I did it.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Brownlock caught you.
Bullshit.
I gotcha.
Bullshit.
Yep. Poop pile my ass.
You want to go? We can probably visit the area.
No, thanks. I think I'm going to North Carolina.
Where are you going?
Raleigh. One night in Raleigh.
One night only.
One night only.
It's November 4th.
I said it faster. November 4th.
At Goodnight's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
November 4th.
I know.
You've been there before?
Yeah, I have.
Poo pile. You know what's exciting about that?
Mm.
Is that two nights in a row before that date?
Yeah.
I'm going to see Bauhaus. November 2nd.
That is exciting.
And November 3rd. Two nights of Bauhaus.
What nights are you going to see them?
November 2nd and November 3rd. And okay. I've got a spare ticket, and I'm waiting for you to join.
I'm working both nights. Thanks.
Okay. I thought you finally wanted to see what Bauhaus is all about. Really enjoy the goth flavors. You don't like Bela Lugosi's Dead? You like any of their music? You like Tones on Tail?
I did like that, yeah. And I've actually enjoyed a couple of Bauhaus songs, I'm not going to lie.
Which ones?
I don't remember their names.
She's Retarded. That one? Says the Man. Do you know that fans have made cover songs of Bauhaus, like in YMH? It's amazing.
Oh, really?
She's in Parties. That's the song.
All right. Very cool.
I can't believe I caught you in the poop pile. It's not a lie. You're still not going to own up to it. This is ridiculous.
It's not a lie.
16 years, you're still going to lie.
I'm not lying, man.
If you want to move in, you can move in.
You move into my house, you can go to the poop pile in my backyard. So many people did it.
Who else did it?
Well, everybody that lived there, people that come over, friends.
Let's go ahead. Who lived there?
Me, Case, Justin. Right, and then we had visitors all the time. Chuck went there, Jimmy, Red, all those guys pooped there. Sometimes girls would do it. Neighborhood kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you're just, now you're lying. I mean,
no, they'd be like, that's pretty crazy. I want to try it, you know?
You mean to tell me that women joined in on...
This is North Carolina.
What is that? Southern women are way more civilized.
You don't know the
else.
Fucking animals that I went to school with. These bitches would go up there and just take beer diarrhea shits, you know?
No woman would take a shit in front of 20-year-old boys.
Sure.
That's silly.
Yeah.
You shit in front of everybody outside. There's no way.
Okay.
You don't even poo-poo with the door open in our house. How could you shit in front of all your friends outside? It's silly.
It was a traumatizing time.
You won't even talk through the door. I try to have these conversations with you, and you won't even talk to me through the door.
Yeah, well.
That should be the name of the special. Talk to me through the door, fuckface. My husband won't talk to me through the door. Don't show off now like you drink water.
Oh.
Fuck out of here with that.
Please. Please.
You please. Why don't you talk to me through the door? I just want to have conversations.
The fuck you want to talk about?
Stuff like schedule. Hey, babe, the exterminators come and take care of the... Are you going to be home? You just have to say yes or no. It's real simple. Are you home on the 6th?
I like being left alone in there.
Just answer a question.
I like being left alone in there.
Are you ignoring?
Is that so insane to ask?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, you can't do it.
You can't leave me alone in there?
I need to know stuff sometimes.
Okay.
But I miss you when you're in there.
You miss me when I'm pooping?
Yeah, I like you. I like being around you. Huh? Huh? Stupid shit? Huh, you dumb cunt? Don't you know I love you?
Yeah.
Fuck face.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Oh, just something to play. I got this for you.
How do you get a job here, you fuck face?
There you go.
What else you got for me? Some horrible shit.
Let me see. Do I have... Want to see something horrible?
Yeah, always. You know, some talks? We do some fucking talks.
We will in a moment.
Move in. You can move in.
This is horrible. Horrible.
Who fucking... Curtis is
negative, bro.
These is the biggest motherfucking roaches I ever seen in a fucking... Oh my god. Yes, I am recording a bitch car at the Walmart because bitch, I am blowed. Do y'all see that shit? Mm-hmm. How the fuck do they sit down? Look, all on the back of the thing. Ooh, shit. Oh, I thought it was coming out the car. Lord Jesus. Look, they all on the dashboard.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
What in the fuck?
What tech did you put on there?
Look, all on the ghetto back of the thing.
Gotta be pets. Ain't no way a bitch driving this without committing suicide. She's right.
So if you're listening, she's recording a parked car in a Walmart parking lot.
Nah, bro.
And it is just in. She's walking around, but inside there's just dozens of roaches.
Shit. Oh, I thought it was coming out of the car. Lord Jesus.
That's
the
nasty.
Hole in the dashboard.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's got to be.
What in the fuck? These bitches is huge. They must not from be the scared,
hood. They ghetto as fuck. Do you think this is an abandoned car?
Roaches
it's gotta
and
be,
rats.
Right? An abandoned car.
I mean, nah. If it's in a Walmart.
What? People abandon cars in parking lots?
Is that right?
Sure.
I mean, I would burn that fucking thing.
Me too.
I would just be like, dude, I'm getting a new car. Like,
oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even.
No, no, don't exterminate. Just take the car.
Take
your
it
car.
Away.
It's your car now.
Burn that shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. That is gnarly. What is wrong with people?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was possible, that the roaches could live and sustain.
I know.
That means that they're eating something. There's a food supply in there.
Well, maybe there's a bunch of food in there. You know? I've seen people with, like, food trash in their car.
I like when I see those. It's like a special sighting, you know? You're like, oh, there's a crazy person.
Yeah.
The trash can on wheels car.
To the windows. And you're like, what the fuck's going on in here?
But
it's
I
a hoarder's
do.
Car.
Yeah, I like when I see them because I'm like, oh, you're so mentally ill. What's wrong? You want to see?
No, I got to pee. It's like a pee break.
Oh, that's what you're looking at. Yeah, I can tell you're agitated. My baby's agitated.
Okay.
We're back.
We're
back. Made peas. Now, I made the great mistake of ordering boneless chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Have you done that before?
Yeah.
And?
I mean, it's what it says it is.
Yeah, but they're fucking terrible because it's not the same meat. It's not that they take the tiny little morsel wings and then just debone them, which is what I thought it would be. It's that it's the breast.
Wait, you thought they deboned wings and they're like, now mash that together.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And get some glue or something.
Yes.
Make it.
And it not until you.
Wait, you
not
graduated college.
And wait, and not until now that you just point out how absurd the thought is.
Yeah.
Like, just now you illustrated that just made me realize how stupid that was.
Yeah.
This whole time, my 45 years of life.
Yeah.
I literally I thought boneless chicken wings meant that somebody painstakingly took out the tiny bones. The two tiny in the wing and then the big one and then mashed it together and then did all the saucings and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Man. See, the problem is that I think I was studying useless things for so many years that useful things I just didn't pay attention to, like boneless chicken wings.
Boneless chicken wings are super, super important to talk about.
Well, it kind of is because they fucking suck.
I just want to know, I've never seen somebody get upset about boneless chicken wings, so.
They're terrible.
What's the upsetting part?
I'll tell you what I don't like. The distribution of sauce and like friedness is different because it's like a disgusting part of the chicken. It's the driest part of the chicken. It's the breast. And then it's not as good.
Okay.
The you need the sauce and like the crunchy of the skin and the bone. See, Nadav is a wing expert, right? Nadav, explain to my husband why it fucking sucks.
All right, so look, normal wings.
See, I know, I read a dissertation on
you
this.
You could see what part of the chicken it comes from. When it's just boneless chicken, it's just like all the scraps. So you're getting the gizzard. You're getting like, you're getting mystery meat in your nuggets. You don't want that.
This is coming from a guy that goes to Wingstop six times a week, right?
Six times a day sometimes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Nadav. How do you feel about your type? Like, you like orange, spicy orange, right? Like, that's
spicy orange.
Buffalo, meaning, like, it should just be, are you a purist and that it's buffalo?
Oh, you mean buffalo sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like spicy orange.
But do you think, I think also, like, the honey glazing is a little unacceptable.
There's a couple. You know, it's, I got a little routine. If I'm in keto, then, like, yeah, buffalo's good. If you're trying to treat yourself, you get a little barbecue, you know?
Yeah, I like barbecue.
Are you doing keto now?
I'm going to be getting into it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, first week in Austin might not be your best time to try it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get around. It's I've learned that, you know, J Boys is pretty calorically dense as well. So I'm just trying to.
Oh, you went
myself.
To J Boys?
Yeah, they have a sub shop too. I'm going to try the burger next.
So going in reverse. I tried the burger spot. Everyone's like, you got to try the sub shop.
Ooh, what'd you get at the burger shop?
I got old school, just a classic J burger.
Did you like it?
Excellent, actually. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, I really liked what they do. It was like a Philly hot cheese pastrami or something.
Something like that. It was good. It was it tasted very J-y and in a way that I liked.
It did taste J-y.
But that's the, what I'm wondering is what makes it a Jew-y taste? Is it that
pastrami.
It's deli?
It's the pastrami.
There's no Jew sauce that they put on there?
Jew sauce?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We call it brown mustard.
Oh, I like brown mustard, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what the J's like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know what J's like.
Stop commenting daddy under my post, you guys. Please.
Please. Women won't like me anymore, man. Like, that's holding up his whole game.
Yeah.
So great.
It's fantastic.
Please. He had, like, cool hand moves, though. I do like when he was, like...
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and I like that tat. Yeah, it's funny. He had good
He's
moves.
Like, yesterday, that shit was no. That's everybody commenting daddy on his post.
Hey, have you thought of any good tattoos for your scars?
For my scars?
Yeah.
No, not really. I think I'm going to stay just tattoo-less.
So I had one idea, but then I was like, oh, this is kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So my scar looks like, okay, you know the tube station map? Mm-hmm. In England, you get in London, you get on the tube, and it's got the line with the dots, dot, dot. Those are the destinations. That's what my scar looks like. And so maybe it's like their tube stops, and then the last one is like the staircase that I fell down.
That's pretty good. You going to do that?
But then I'd have to tattoo over the scar. And I was like, oh, that would hurt, right? Like, does it hurt more to get...
I don't know. Maybe.
It's just a thought. It's a stupid thought I had when I was high on Xanax.
Yeah, you were eating two every hour. So, yeah, see how that would happen.
That's gabapentin. Gabapentin. A little milder than Xanax.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What does it say? Tattoo over scar.
What are you looking
I'm reading the screen.
Oh.
Can you get a tattoo over a scar? What's it say? I can't read it.
In some ways, scars are like tattoos. They're permanent body. In some cases, scars like tattoos might carry... Okay, hold on. If you have surgery done on a tattooed area of your body, there's a chance the procedure could disfigure the tattoo. No shit. However, surgeons can... I don't know. It's important to use an experienced tattoo artist to cover tattooing over your scar or incorporating the scar into the design. So you can.
Yeah. Maybe tattoo around the scar and use it.
Mine's kind of keloid.
What does it say
it's
about...
It's kind of raised.
Yeah. I have...
Everybody's body is different, so everyone's level of pain tolerance is different. Blah, blah, blah. Scar tissue is generally more painful to tattoo. So there you go. That's the answer. Experts say that scar pain is common, especially for people whose scars have caused nerve damage or compression, like amputation. Yeah, definitely. My scars are definitely more sensitive.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Are yours?
I guess...
Mine's like chunky, like kind of keloidy.
I have a keloidy part at the top on the bicep.
Yeah.
But the not on the forearm.
How's your recovery?
It's getting there. I'm going to go see him soon.
The guy that did your surgery.
Uh-huh. Seeing him on Monday.
Nice.
Monday morning.
He's going to see how far you've come and assess it or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he's supposed to tell me whether I have clearance to just go ham.
Jet skiing.
Jet skiing. Pick up weights, yeah.
Man, I've been waiting for you to get on the Sea-Doo. Listen. I went 58 on our Sea-Doo.
I could not believe this.
Yeah.
That is flying on that thing.
But doesn't it only go to 50? I think you told me.
No, it can hit 62, the one that, that one.
Yeah. Dude, I was right there.
I mean, that is mobbing on a fucking Sea-Doo.
And here's the thing, man, is that I started really... gentle, right? Slow, yeah. Like 22. The first time I ever went out and went 22, and then gradually, like the next time, 30, something like 32.
Yeah, that's smart. It's smart to gauge, like kind of get ready 40. For it.
And then it was like glass last week, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so chill. And I was like, oh, because I want to go out with my friend who also is down the lake. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't want to be that guy that's like, I just started doing this. And let's only go 20.
12, yeah.
Like I want to stunt and show her like. What's up, bitch? Like, I've been here, too. I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to show that I'm not afraid.
And yeah. Well, 58, just so you know, if you, and you should enjoy, I mean, it's, you know, it's a Sea-Doo. They're meant to do that, but it's good to do it when it's glass.
Yeah.
Open, make sure you see who's in front of you, what's around
There's
you.
There's nobody there. It's open.
If there are people there, if the water is choppy at all, or if you did any, like, you will fuck yourself up at 58. Well, you'll be unconscious, first of all. So you won't know that you did, but you will be wrecked.
So you're saying if I were to get thrown off that, oh, it would just be like hitting pavement,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because I was going so, there was a time where I was going so fast that my cheeks were like,
yeah,
like the wind was in my cheeks. Yeah. And yeah, then I felt the bugs hitting my face, and I was like, "Whoa!" Well,
the other one goes faster.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Is that, may I try the other one?
Of course.
Really, you think I'm ready?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And what I would say is, like, aim for a building. Like, try to.
Do you see that? That's like.
No, you should be able to get that one close. That's so mean. You should get that one close to 70.
58 was pretty scary. I did kind of panic a little when I saw the number. I was like, oh, I should decelerate.
No, well, you know, let's see.
You want me to hit into a building?
That's no, so mean. A dock. I meant to say a dock.
I already hit the dock.
You did?
I did. But yeah, I didn't fuck it up. And I didn't fuck up the jet ski, I swear to God. It was so slow. I was going too.
It's just stuff.
It's just stuff. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's just stuff.
My God, he's not mad. I'm not mad.
I was so afraid of damaging your stuff. Because you're like, don't touch my stuff.
I remember one time you backed up into something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, how'd you back up into that? And you're like, because it was there and I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what I did at our old neighborhood, because that was a narrow fucking street, mm-hmm, and there's always motherfuckers parked both sides, and
terrible.
Then trucks and construction, terrible. And I, shit, man, I remember I backed up, and I just, wham, I thought it was your car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was your car, because it was identical to your car. It looked identical. Yeah. So I go, I look over, and this gardener sees me doing it, and he just looks at me, and I'm like, it's all right, it's my husband's car. And I took off. It wasn't your car.
No, it wasn't.
And it basically looks like I did a hit and run, and I was like, dude, I really legit, it was identical
to
your car.
The best is that you did that to a car. I then met the owner of the car, which is a lady.
Yeah.
And I guess it was her, I think it was her son-in-law's car or something. I don't know if it was actually hers.
It was
hers.
A dude-ish car.
Right.
It was very rare for a woman to.
And she was an older lady, and it was like a matte gray.
Yeah. How many people have that fucking paint job?
I know. So anyways, I go, yeah, of course we'll take care of it. So she takes it to some place and they send me an estimate. And fucking so many.
Ridiculous.
I was like, no, we're not doing that. And she's like, well, what do I do? I go, we'll go somewhere else. That's a ridiculous price. And she made it. Oh my God. She was so annoying. Mm. Like, I gave her the place and she was like, I need to get it from him in writing that it'll be, I'm like, no, you don't. Drop off your car, dummy, and it'll get fixed, and I'll pay for it.
I know.
Well, he didn't write it out for me. And I'm like, I don't care. Do you want it fixed? This is how we do it. So.
Don't you hate everybody?
Ugh, she was the worst.
People are so fucking dumb.
Yeah. And I got it done for.
A fraction
of what,
of course,
her friend's estimate.
Here's the deal, man. Yeah. L.A. is nothing but killer body shops, bro.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's all fucking is, homie. And they're like
burgers and body shops, man.
Like, you can't you can fucking do this for nothing, bro. Like, there's a guy that'll come to your house, suck out the fucking dent with the plugger, and then get the fuck out of here.
No, this was done. It was done well, but she was out of her mind.
No, she's out of her fucking mind.
Here's the best part. I didn't tell you the best part. Yeah. The best part wasn't how ridiculous it was that this woman in her 60s was driving this car. It's that she drove it from a house around the corner.
Why?
Instead of walking. She was like, I'm walking over here, but she drove around the corner and then parked there. I was like,
why would you do that?
I was like, what? She goes, yeah, I just drove from over there. I'm like, cool.
Idiot.
So you, instead of walking like 35 yards?
She was like, that's so weird.
Like, okay.
Well, then I think what you're trying to say is she deserved it that day. And I'm glad I did that, teaching her a lesson.
I'm glad she had a little bit of panic in her day.
Yeah, me too. Just fuck it up a little bit. Yeah. I like that everyone thought it was a hit and run. That was amazing. I felt so bad too. And is it bad or badly? I felt so bad.
I think you felt bad.
I felt bad. And because she's like, are you the lady that hit my car and drove away? I was like, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't do that.
I'm kind of bummed that the gardener was a snitch.
So am I.
You know what I mean? Like, keep your fucking mouth shut, dude.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
I know.
I saw someone do it. Shut up.
Snitches get stitches, bitch.
Let her fucking wonder for a minute, you know?
I know. Have you ever snitched? I don't think I've never.
I mean,
I don't. I tell you, the minute I see a crime, I turn my head, I go the other way.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Especially if it's like
involved.
A damage to property to a person.
Not
like,
my business.
I didn't say anything. Yeah.
I don't want to be involved. I don't want to talk to anybody. Not interested, bro. That's your problem. It's a YP, not an MP.
This is funny. I always like these.
Yeah.
Story of him robbing a train on a class trip to Russia. Will it be as good as Instant Family?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know who Bert
Kreischer
is. I mean, obviously, he must have some success because if he's in a movie with Mark Hamill, but still, this sounds like a small little straight to TBS movie. I mean, that's what it sounds
I'm
like.
I'm going to look out for it. Who robs a train on a trip to
Are you familiar with this Bert?
No, I'm not.
Kreischer? No, neither am I.
Poor Bert.
Well, it's not a small straight to TBS.
It's a major motion picture.
Yeah, he
the budget.
Yeah, it's a huge.
And who are you, John Campia?
Crusher.
I don't know why people can't say it.
There was
it's not
that
hard.
The guy gave him a shout out. He goes, "I want to give a shout out to Bert Schreifer." And he tagged him correctly
Schreifer.
In the thing.
Well, we didn't even talk Schreifer. About the fact that Bert stayed with us for a couple days.
I think we talked about it on Two Bears.
And what did we talk about on Two Bears?
Just that. We talked about Two Bears for like night one.
Yeah.
Night two. This guy. I mean, it's wild that he's alive.
And I don't. We're not exaggerating. We're not exaggerating here.
I would be beginning to recover today.
Same.
I took him with a neighbor to the Austin FC to the soccer game, which was amazing. Well, I should back that up. He arrived having had drinks at the house in the morning.
What time? Oh, okay.
In the morning.
Okay, cool.
I go. Do you want something to drink? He was like. Ugh. He always goes, I was like, all right, I got beer. So we had a couple beers.
Yeah.
Then he took a nap. Then I woke him up from the nap. Because I was like, we got to go over to my neighbor's house to go to this game. And he wasn't answering. I opened the door. And then he sat up and he goes, and he looked at me like he was terrified. He was like, I thought I was dead. Like he was in a deep, which because he needs sleep, obviously. Like, you have to sleep sometimes. So he was in a deep, like,
right.
I go, when did you fall asleep? He's like, when you walked out. That was, like, almost 3 hours before.
Wow.
So he slept that entire time, and he was, like totally out of it.
Jesus.
Then we go over to the neighbor's house, have a couple drinks there.
What's he drinking at the neighbor's?
At the neighbor's, I think he's having, I think it was beer. Beer or wine, one of the two, I forget. Then at the game, he drinks a few beers.
Jesus Christ.
Then we go to come back, hang out. We smoke a cigar together, and I opened a bottle of wine. So I poured us each a glass of wine. We smoke our cigar. We talk.
I feel sick just hearing this.
I know.
Like the beer
and I go,
all day.
Well, this is
wine.
The best part. I give him. So I think we finish our glass, and then I go. I'm going to bed. Then I go, here. You want the rest of this bottle? He was like, can I get another one? So I was like, another. He goes, bottle?
Oh, my God.
So I gave him that. I gave him the bottle. He goes to bed. The next morning, I'm exhausted. Because it's also after a week of touring.
Yeah.
And we went to the game. This is like, I think this is me starting to get sick or something. I forget.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, man. We got to come in and do podcasts. So we podcast here for a few hours.
Oh, my God. Right. So you're doing 2 hours. Yeah, you're doing hours. This is 4 hours of talking.
Now, don't
already forget,
just to, like, give you the. I come home, and you were in our bedroom. I laid down. You said like within 2 minutes, you're like, you're snoring.
And you never day nap.
Yeah.
You do
I,
not
I just
nap.
Passed out. And I slept for like an hour. Yeah. He went from here. I took him. I dropped him off at Rogan's. He then did a 5-hour podcast with Joe.
And drank the whole time.
Drank the whole. He's like, we got completely shit-faced. And then.
Jesus Christ.
And then I, by the way, I got in bed. I didn't go to sleep, but I was laying in bed that night at 9 o'clock. I get a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
It's Bert and Joe. And they're like, hey, and they're shit faced. Right. And they're like, meet us at like Vulcan. And I was like, no. And they were like, meet us. And I was like, and they said it so many times. I go, I'll see you there. All right. I'll see you there.
It's
and
like
they were shit faced.
Placating the toddler. Yeah.
Totally shit faced.
Oh my God.
He then went to Vulcan for, I think, Tony's show.
Oh my gosh.
I think I fell asleep at, I don't know, 10:30 or something that night. Then he had an early flight the next morning. I never saw Bert again. So I had no idea when he got home. The next day, he calls me.
True, because we have a thing in our house. If you hear the door open,
yeah, you hear
a
like
chime.
A little chime. Yeah, so he calls me, and I'm like, what's up? He goes, oh, I tried to talk to you this morning, but you didn't wake up. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I came in your room, and I was like,
this is the craziest thing.
What?
Ever. Yeah.
What are you talking about? He goes, I couldn't find my wallet, so I was like, Tom, I was like, you're just standing in my bedroom. He was like, yeah.
You mean in my bedroom, too?
Yeah.
With my cooch hanging out. I wasn't wearing any bottoms that.
Yeah,
I could have my cooch out.
Yeah, I'm sure your cooch was out. And then,
oh, my God.
He's like, yeah. So then this is such a Bert thing. He goes, I couldn't find my wallet. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just leave without my wallet.
And how would you get on a plane?
Right. So a car picked him up. He started to go. He's like, no, turn around. I got to get my wallet. So then they came back to the house, and I was like, how'd you find your wallet? He goes, it was in your car. So he went through my car, found his wallet. And then he went home.
No. The best part is there's a drive to the airport, and what happens on that ride?
Oh, yeah, drinking for
six
sure.
In the morning.
No, he had drinks on the air. And he had drinks in the air.
No, he took beers in the car and drank our beers.
Yeah.
Which, those beers that he got, he had to go downstairs in our basement, basically, to pull them out of that cooler because no one drinks them.
Yeah.
And that's where he took them from.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm exhausted just...
Hearing the story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is he not sick and exhausted?
That's what I'm telling you. I got sick from not sleeping a lot the week of the YMH Live. Just like
just
doing shows.
Too much going on. I don't know how he stays alive.
Mickey Mantle, Gene.
It is. It's so fascinating.
That's one way of saying it. All right.
Whatever. It's amazing.
I heard you bitches
looking
for me.
Here I go.
All right, we're going to do about half of these, okay? There's a lot.
There's a lot because I've got a lot going on. And look, my curations have been so good. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Joe. It's August 19th. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Joe.
Still looking for people for dating and relationship, so leave a comment or like. Thank you. Have a good week. Bye.
I do like his personality.
Thanks.
Sweet.
Okay.
But the angle's not very flattering as usual.
It's not. Okay, moving on.
He could use some more teeth, maybe one or two in the front. What?
Okay, who's ready to find out if I'm a good kisser or not?
Oh, man.
Free of charge!
Babe, you seen that movie Kissing Booth
on
Netflix?
This is the guy that looks like me.
Dead ringer!
We have the same. All I do are my glasses. Where are my glasses? And I do this, too. I do a kissing stuff. Where's his peanut butter?
He doesn't.
That's the guy.
I think he doesn't have as many teeth as you, though, because he's kind of gummy. Like that, like that. That's what he did.
Yeah.
You guys, you two are just the same. But he's giving away free kisses, babe. Just like kissing booth. Oh. Like a Netflix movie.
Would you kiss him?
What's at stake? Like my children's lives?
No, just like for fun.
No.
Well, how would you know? How will he find out if he's a good kisser?
You fucking bitch. You're such a fucking bitch.
He's got to find out. He's trying to find out if he's a good kisser. You're not going to help him?
Why don't you help him? I have a feeling he'd take it from anybody at this point. He'll kiss you.
He wants to kiss a lady.
He wants to kiss you too. Your beard's smashing
against each other. No, he wants to kiss a fucking lady. Okay?
What could he do better with his beard trimming?
I like women.
Okay. What could he do with his beard?
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
The line is okay, right? Okay. I love these.
I'm scared.
What an asshole. Oh my god, dude. Isn't that amazing? This is
so not fuck around with
it's
this.
It's so fucking crazy. So this is like some rich sheikh, obviously, yeah. And who's like, look at my mustache.
It looks
tiger.
Like it's a liger.
Dude, I don't know what. It just don't fucking don't
I
fuck
think,
with me.
I think it's a liger. You know what those are?
A lion tiger?
Yeah.
I learned that from Napoleon Dynamite.
It's real because it's enormous. They're huge. They get so, so big. I'm serious. And it has like a different color to it, like a little blonder look.
This motherfucker's crazy, dude.
We're looking at ligers now? These things are so goddamn big.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. They're like bears. Damn. Dude, why do people fuck with these animals, bro? Stop fucking with. I just
Can you imagine if they're making this and it just rips his.
I wish
off?
That's all we want. That's all I want. Oh, look at this!
Look at the size of that fucking Steve thing. Irwin. That's like how the poop pile was. It was like that. It was. We would sit up like that, and there was like a makeshift chair, and then everybody could just shit in the yard. That might be what she's gonna do next.
I don't believe you anymore, Tom.
Oh, he's stealing clothes? That's awesome.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I just thought he wanted to see how many panties he could put on.
That's a good way to steal.
Damn.
You just put on, like, everything. Everything you find.
I guess.
Just put it on.
Yeah,
that's
that one, wild. That was intriguing. I'm like, what's going
that's
on?
That's hilarious.
Here? Yeah.
It looks like there's a person down there.
Yeah. Like a tiny person?
Yeah.
Little tiny lady.
Good morning, TikTok.
Chris Larson.
Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. And ready for a great week today. Well, a little tired this morning, but hey, you got to get it. You got to get up. So yeah. Stay motivated. Stay driven.
There you go.
Stay positive. Be blessed. Make an exciting day. Whatever you do today. Yeah. If you're going to school, if you're working, if you're off. Mm-hmm. Just make it exciting. And be blessed. Have a good one. Bye.
He literally has Chris Larson's delivery and energy. Like, he has the same essence.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's working so well for Chris Larson, this paradigm.
Yeah.
And I've been following this gentleman on his fitness journey. Mm-hmm. He's been very consistent.
Yeah.
He gets at it every day, and he posts himself jogging, and you see he's got his equipment in the garage here.
Yeah.
He's been using it.
He's been working
every
out
day. He's been doing a really good job. Good. So I like that he's motivating people. It's good.
Okay, guys, I need your help. I really need to find a girlfriend. So everybody that's 18 and older, can you please send my link to your ex-girlfriend?
I've never heard that approach before.
Neither have I. What a neat thing.
I need a girlfriend. Send a link of me to your ex-girlfriend. Because she obviously likes guys.
All the guys.
So she'll like me.
Well, wait a minute. Since you two are doppelgangers, I mean, you guys are practically twinsies.
Yeah.
Do you think you could send his link to your ex-girlfriends?
You know what? This is actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
I send his link and I go, you liked me. You'll like this guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
He also has an indoors place where he lives, like I do. Do you like going inside?
Yeah, he's got indoors. And
I would.
Got...
I think I would trim up the hair in the back a little bit. I'm starting to see some of it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's got file boxes. And...
he's got stuff.
Desperate times calls for desperate measures. Desperate times
call
for right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
It's close.
But it's not good marketing to market.
You don't
want to
say I'm super desperate.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd leave that out.
But I can send this link to someone.
Which one of your hussies?
Well, you know.
Which one of your hoes?
Just a few.
Some ratchet bitches.
What?
Like, you know, the ones you talk about on the show where you're like, you should give me a hand job in the parking lot.
I've never said that.
The fucking Del Taco.
I've never
we
said
went
that.
To acting class together, and then she fingered me in the back
okay,
of the classroom.
Okay, that chick was cool.
See?
She would not like him.
She wouldn't like him?
No. No, I don't think so. No.
He's got blue eyes just like you.
Hi, this is Joe. It's Friday, August 13th.
What are you
doing? Still looking for people for dating and relationship.
He's looking.
So like and comment. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
He's just letting you know he's still in the game. In case you've forgotten.
This one is really, I don't like it. God damn it. Are there more of these?
Lots of wags. It's deep wag season. We're at end of summer. People are getting bummed out.
Yeah, I'm getting bummed out.
Go inside.
I'm getting bummed out looking at your selects.
Leaves are falling. It's,
it's okay that you're dumb and ugly. You know, you didn't choose to be that way. And look at how far you've gotten being that way. You know, I'm proud of you. Like, you should be proud of yourself, too.
So this guy makes incredible TikToks, actually. He's like, it's not your fault that you're ugly. You've come a long way. Like, he says the most fucked up things that they're really funny.
That's funny.
He's like, it's not your fault you're ugly. Your yeah. mother was ugly. Your father was ugly. They chose to have children.
Look how far you've come.
Look how far you've come.
It's a funny bit.
Yeah, he's great. TikTok, yeah.
Look at my toes. They look purple to me.
Yeah, that's edema.
Okay, now you got a feet video, you feet freakers.
Look at, she's got R right written on the right foot. Was she like in surgery recently? Because that's what they did to me when they did my surgery. They mark it with the marker first.
I'm going to pass out.
From being too hard. So hard right now. All that blood's in your peener.
God.
Which foot are you going to kiss first? The right or the left? Which one do you like better?
I don't like it at all.
Why? So when I was pregnant, like about to give birth pregnant, this is exactly what my baked potatoes look like.
No, it's not exactly what they look like.
If you look on my WikiFeet page.
It's not what they look like.
There's.
We're moving on.
I'm super pregnant, so don't judge my WikiFeet by that.
Okay, TikTok. Impression time. This is a 5-second impression of a snapping turtle coming out of its shell. Did I mess up my hair? Nope.
I mean, that's a fucking amazing Tom Cruise impersonator. Is that not the most amazing? He has every look at
him.
He
doesn't really look like him though.
I mean, that's fucking
you think he looks like him?
Yeah, babe. His teeth are even the same, and his mannerisms. It's a real good job,
Tom Cruise.
Babe, who do you think that looks like?
Just like I don't know, like a regular guy?
Oh my God, you're so R-worded right now.
Why does it look like Tom Cruise to you?
Touch your camera through the fence. This is not...
yeah. No, it does kind of look like him. It does kind of look like him.
Kind of.
I mean, I can see the resemblance.
Babe, this guy's really good. This is...
His impression?
Yes.
Like he combed his hair like him. And
he did all the douchey kind of like, like the,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
very, very good.
He
I'm
also
impressed.
Did an amazing deep fake of Tom Cruise's face onto his own.
Oh.
Like he used footage of Tom Cruise.
Oh, he did? I thought he just looked like him. Babe, this is another boneless chicken wing moment for me. I didn't
you
know
You think that
computer.
This is a guy who just...
Who looks like Tom Cruise that much? I didn't
that
think it was
much?
A deep fake. I didn't think it was. It looks really good.
It's called Deep Tom Cruise. That's the handle.
Figured, it's like he's so into him. He's deep into it. Boneless chicken wings, surf and surf, smart and final, and deep fake Tom Cruise. I had no idea.
You're like, this is just a really solid impression. I mean, you'd have to have like life-altering plastic surgery to do this.
I was so blown away because I'm like, even his teeth look just like... Okay, because here, but hear me out. Here's why I'm this R-worded. Listen, because okay. When people do their deepfakes of us on the Instagrams, they're not this perfect. You can see,
but this guy's dedicated to one deepfake. That's it.
I did not know this.
He just works on the voice and the mannerisms.
I didn't know this. Yeah. I did not know it.
You thought, this was an impressionist? You're like, wow, he's really into it.
Yeah, I'm like, he's like really good. Like his everything, his teeth and the mole and the...
I mean, babe, it's Tom Cruise.
I know, I'm seeing that now.
It doesn't like kind of look like him.
I'm seeing that come together. It's okay. Amazing. It's still pretty good, right?
I mean, it's an excellent impression.
It is. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I like it.
I like it, too. Oh, you do. I think it's probably weird for Tom Cruise.
Oh, God, I'm retarded, aren't I?
Just for the record, I didn't turn water into beer. I turned water and beer into beer.
Oh.
It was just water and beer. I didn't do anything magical.
You want to wrap it up on that
How
one?
Gross is that last swig of beer? It's so warm and nasty. You're done with my talks? That's okay. It?
One more.
I got something big to push at the end of this episode, though.
I know.
Okay.
Well, good morning, Katie. I hear you're turning 20 today. You have a beautiful day. My big-breasted, beautiful mommy milkers, I love you. The king loves my queen above 18. You have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon. If you need anything, you let me know. I love you, my queen.
You know, he...
Have a good day.
He can never just keep
Enjoy your day.
He can't keep
it's
it short.
Birthday.
Never.
Get them feet on the Still ground talking. And take off running. Have a good day.
We got that.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
I think... God. He's also... he's. Still gaining a little bit, I think.
Well, I think you're right because these POV ones are getting meatier.
Yeah, they're kind of meaty. It's getting meatier.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm just saying.
Looks great. Looks good.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to set up this?
I would love to set this up. So this is chips in a bowl. This is fireworks. This is cats eating kibble. Huge, massive.
This is a YMH exclusive.
YMH exclusive.
Okay. YMH. I'm debuting it here. A lifelong dream has come true for me.
I haven't
me.
Seen this.
You haven't even seen this yet? No. Oh, I love this. A lifelong dream of mine to become a rapper has come true. Krayshawn, my favorite rapper in the whole world, besides, obviously, Danny Brown.
Yes.
And the Beastie Boys have come together. We've come together on this project. This is called The Mom Song. It was directed by Mike Pecci. Oh, shit. You're going to put your glove on for this?
I think it kind of warrants it. Yeah.
Wow. This is a YMH exclusive moment.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
We worked very hard on this video.
You did. You put a lot of time. I saw you put time in the studio, time talking and working on the video concept. You and Mike, Krayshawn, everybody, and you
everybody.
Flew out to L.A. to shoot this?
We spent a day shooting this. This is a year and a half or so in the making. And with that, I give you The Mom Song. Here it is, a debut on YMH.
Business. I can't do shit. Man, these kids, they really reckless. Kids always watching Paw Patrol on my TV. I just wanna watch. watch Gossip Girl. Can you leave me alone? I wanna stare at my phone and watch TikToks, but I gotta wash shitty drawers in your dirty socks. I miss sleeping in fucking anywhere I want. Now I'm breastfeeding in the bathroom at a restaurant. Calling me to come out past 6 p.m. Nope. It's dinner time, cooking macaroni again. Yep. Used to belong to the streets, now there's piss in my sheets. All my friends asking me to do ketamine. I got kids, man, I can't do that. Nope. I can't do that. Nope. I can't do that. I got a baby, I can't do that. Nope. I can't do that. Nope. I can't do that. Buy enough free granola bars for the field trip. I can't do that. Nope. I can't do that. Can't even think of a fucking way to finish this song because my brain's fried.
Mom brain.
Target twice a week, got Starbucks just a tweet, Target, Cabernet, Lexapro just asleep, so excited buying powder for my husband's feet, gotta record a podcast for next week, lipstick on the walls, turds in the tub, piss in my hydro flask, just wanna hit the club, used to dry hump Puerto Ricans, now I'm home on the weekend, launch dick, gotta schedule it,
right before 90 day fiance,
I got kids man, I can't do that, nope. I can't do that, nope. I can't do that, I got a baby, I can't do that, nope. I can't do that, nope. I can't do that, buy enough free granola bars for the field trip, I can't do that, nope. I can't do that,
can't even think of a fucking way to finish a song cause my brain's fried, mom brain. I can't
go home and milk my
mom
husband.
Mom tits together backed up. On this joint, as they say.
He's all pissed.
I'm gonna go home.
Oh, I gotta go to bed.
Trash.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
I gotta milk those nuts.
Who stays up this late?
Drain the poison from my husband. Otherwise, my life is a misery.
Did you like it?
Bravo.
Did you like your shout-outs?
Super good.
Yeah. So many YMH shout-outs in there, but mostly for you. There's
I
a
was
lot
impressed.
Of, a lot of homage to
the video
Jay
is fantastic,
Denner.
Too.
He did a really good job.
Mike.
Mike Pecci, dude.
Mike Pecci killed it.
Krayshawn, and what a... She's such a profesh, man.
Like, she is,
how
yeah.
she raps.
You did great.
Stuff.
I'm impressed. You really did
professional
great.
Professional rapper now.
You're a professional rapper.
Look, I'm just having fun. Just making dreams come true.
As you should. Pursue all yeah. the things you want to do.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on the YMH Studios feed on YouTube. You guys
okay.
can watch this.
There. Watch it there. And you know what I mean?
And Uncle Terry made it to the cut. You
Uncle
saw
Terry,
him for
yeah.
a minute there.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
Pretty rad.
That was a fun experience.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Pretty cool guy. Turns out.
Turns out he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Very proud of you. That was really
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, Gene. That was
I'm
super fun.
Yeah. yeah.
Good times.
You're a good rapper.
Thanks. I'm working on my flow, working on my rhymes. But I've got a lot of good mentors, you know,
yeah.
like the Machines Within guy. I've been watching him for a few years.
I'd
so.
Like to make a video with him.
Is that the next project?
I think I spoke before I thought about it.
Okay.
Unless we need some safety protocols.
I can't believe I learned what a deep fake was for real today. And the boneless chicken wings aren't. Just took the bones out of the chicken wings.
Okay. Let's run.
Okay, I love All you. Right.
Love you too. Bye. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
The Cool Guy Club.
I'm looking for girls for pussy.
Hey, baby.
Just let me eat you one time.
Gonna blow your mind like one of Segura's punchlines. Passing the rock, you gonna dunk and it's crunch time. Eat a chicken sandwich for lunchtime. Big ups to the cool mom, Christina P. The real OG, FGT, RTD. Blonde chola, straight out of Hungary. Stepping in the room like,
I heard you bitches was looking for me.
All the ladies loving Tom, he like, okay, Cupid. Not a chance, he knows
women are fucking stupid.
Water champ, make the panties damp till they spill. Turn your face into some coffee, here's a splash of milk. Blood sport on the court, so girl is schooling ya. If not, meet you in the parking lot.
Good morning, Julia.
Cracked up the side of your head, lick a bottle. That's what happens when you're trying to go
full throttle.
Keep it high and tight while your mate's hella dope. Blast off,
I turn into a telescope.
Pillin' neutron, wanna know what I'm about. Take a step in my jeans, baby.
Try it out, man. If you're in my building, try it out. You wanna fuck a piss on me, try it out. Seriously, probably only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys that mean it, wanna do it, and I wanna deliver it. I'm a hot white trash. Come to